This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Anything new?
I knew you'd ask that, and I don't have anything new. So.
Guess what? Neither do I. We don't have to have something to talk about every week, you know.
Okay.
Okay. So I think the best place to begin then is for you to remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from our old pal Merle Regal. And I said, take the letters in pleasantly, plus the letter I, rearrange these 11 letters to name a well-known place. What place is it?
What's the answer?
It is Naples, Italy.
Oh, bellissimo. We received more than 2,000 entries this week, and from the correct ones, our randomly selected winner is Christine Owens of Albemarle, North Carolina. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Leanne.
So how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
That was about a 20-minute one.
Oh.
I usually find the anagrams sort of easy.
Ah, really? Do you time yourself? I mean, you take pride in solving them quickly?
I do time myself, at least during the first hour. After that, I say, oh, well.
How long have you been playing our puzzle on the radio?
My friend Bob introduced me to it about 2 years ago, and I've been quite faithful ever since.
Excellent. Well, you know what happens? You ready to play?
I'm ready.
We don't have a clock ticking down, so don't worry about time. Will meet Christine, and Christine meet Will, and let's play.
All right, Christine. This week's puzzle is called I Will Lead. I'm going to give you some words that contain the letter I inside. For each one, rearrange the letters to get a new word that starts with the letter I. For example, if I said Susie, S-U-S-I-E, you would say issue. Okay? Number one is coin, C-O-I-N.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me tell you, what's the little image that appears on your computer screen?
Right.
Icon, of course.
And
there
icon
you go.
Is right. Okay. Number two is aid, A-I-D-E.
Okay. Idea.
Nice.
Idea, good. Annie, A-N-N-I-E.
Hmm.
All right, the second letter is N.
Right.
Yeah.
If something's incredibly stupid, what would you
name
say?
Name
is it? Runic, R-U-N-I-C.
Ironic.
Oh, why wouldn't it be? No, can't be ironic. There's not an extra I. That's right.
Put the N. The N is the second letter.
Love that N.
N. Kerr?
N. Kerr. Good.
Oh, okay.
Woo.
Leanne.
Good one. All right. Try this one. Bedim. B-E-D-I-M.
And I know embed is spelled with an E at the top.
Well, it's also spelled with an I.
Is it really?
That's either spelling is correct, so
congratulations.
For
making a wild guess? Sure.
Wild guesses are often good. Here's your next one. Sunlit. S-U-N-L-I-T.
Insult.
Yep.
Insult, good. Renoir. R-E-N-O-I-R. It's what you might be on Monday morning, by an old saying.
Nope,
not that. The N is not the next letter.
Oh, okay.
Try an R.
All right. Let me try an ear. Yep.
And, Lan, you might be this on Monday or Tuesday. Those are your, that's your weekend,
that
right?
That is my weekend.
Although it's not something you want to be on your weekend.
It isn't something I want to...
I'm just going to tell you, it's an ironer.
Oh, ironer.
Who wants to iron clothes? Okay, here's your...
who irons clothes?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
All right, try cinema. C-I-N-E-M-A. And it's an old-fashioned occupation.
Hmm.
And see if the answer cometh to you.
Yes.
It does not come a thing.
That's actually a title of a play.
Go ahead.
I think it's Eugene O'Neill.
Iceman.
Yeah,
Eugene O'Neill. Good. Iceman cometh. Good. Right. Stifle. S-T-I-F-L-E.
Stifle.
And here your second letter is a T.
Oh. next one is an S.
Yes.
Itself.
Itself.
Itself. Good. Itself. How about this one? Region. R-E-G-I-O-N. And the second letter is a G.
Ignore.
Ignore, right. How about umpire? U-M-P-I-R-E. Here the second letter is M.
Impure,
good. And here's your last one. I'm going to skip ahead to one of the prettiest ones. It's excitation.
Oh, my dear.
E-X-C-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. And it means to get drunk.
Intoxicate.
Oh! Good job.
So there you go. There's that stopwatch.
Yes.
Half a second. She got it. Christine, great job. I think we worked together well as a team.
I sure needed you.
Yeah, and I needed you too, believe me. Well, as our puzzle winner, you get to take home some great prizes, and we thought it might be a special treat to have our next guest tell you about them. He creates delicious tapas at Zaytinya restaurant here in Washington, but he's best known for being a contestant on the Bravo television show Top Chef. So here's Mike Isabella with the ingredients of your puzzle prize package.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shorts, the latest book series, Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken Volume 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles, and a guest visit by Chef Mike Isabella.
Ooh, I didn't know that was part of the prize list. He can come to my house and cook. What do you think, Christine?
Albemarle, North Carolina, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. And just hearing those kitchen sounds behind him is making my stomach growl. Well, before we let you go, Christine, tell us what member station you listen to.
I am a member of WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I love it when people just stand up and shout out that they're a member. That's great. Christine Owens of Albemarle, North Carolina, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks so much for both of you.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Christine.
All right, Will, got another challenge, as if I didn't know.
Yes. Well, it comes from Scott Kim, who's the puzzle maker for Discover magazine. He's got a beautiful 2010 page-a-day calendar just out called Mind Benders and Brain Teasers, and here's one of the puzzles in it. Name 5 2-digit numbers that are evenly spaced out, like 32, 34, 36, 38, and 40, in which all 10 digits from 0 to 9 are used once each. What numbers are these? So again, 5 2-digit numbers that are evenly spaced out, in which all 10 digits from 0 to 9 are used once each. What numbers are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.